Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Following on from last week, where we explored the connection and interaction between faith and creativity, I thought it would be good to continue exploring the connection between faith and things that bring joy. There is so much to be concerned about in the world, so much to be worried about, to be fearful or angry about. So many things in the world attempt to quench any sense of joy that we can find. Satan attempts to steal our joy for life, but this isn't what God wants for us. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." God calls us to experience life to the full, to experience the goodness of his joy and wonder. I think many people at the moment have been living and running purely off the energy that comes from responding to a crisis. You know, that jittery, anxiety-ridden energy that pushes you on with a sense of determination and urgency. This energy, while it gets us through short-term crises, is not sustainable for the long term. All it does is eventually steal our joy and lead us to burnout. So how do we continue to move forward in the face of difficult circumstances, crises and disasters? Well, it's only by turning to God and resting secure in the joy we find in and receive from him. In Nehemiah 8 verse 10 we are told, "Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Let me say that again. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. We gain strength and energy to face whatever each day brings us, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you feel close to burnout, or perhaps are already there, or if you're still managing to run on the fumes of the energy produced by crises, please pay attention to that voice of your inner child, the voice that is crying out for you to pay attention to it and receive joy from the Lord. The voice that says, "We need God to survive." We all need to nurture our inner child, the playful part of us that God has put in us, that allows us to enjoy the life that God has so lovingly provided us. Jesus tells us to come to him like little children. And I think sometimes this is perhaps what part of what he was meaning, that sense of that inner child seeking God, because knowing that God is the only one who can provide us with the joy that we need. So what is your inner child saying to you today? I'm going to read from Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. And it says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul says to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." We are not just asked, but commanded to enjoy the full life we have and to rejoice in the Lord. Well, what does this truly mean? As children, we found it easy to play and find joy and wonder in the simplest of things. But as we grow up, we suppress our desire to play. We limit our ability to find wonder in the world. We allow the cynicism, pessimism, and oppression of the world to smother our inner child. There's a song that I really like, but I also find really sad, as it begins with the words that say this. When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. They showed me a world where I could be so dependable, oh, cynical, oh, intellectual, clinical. Life truly is wonderful, a miracle, beautiful, yet we stop seeing it for how glorious it is because we have taught ourselves to become focused on other things, and we become clinical, cynical. So how do we rediscover our joy? How do we learn to play again, to release our inner child, to allow the joy of the Lord to be our strength? One of the talks at the festival I went to, New Wine, spoke about this topic, and the speaker talked about the different so-called play archetypes, which is a concept that was developed by Stuart Brown. I'm going to give an outline of these play archetypes, and I want to encourage you to pay attention to which ones grab your attention, and then explore doing an activity this week that fits into at least one of the play archetypes. But I don't just want you to kind of think about them in sort of general terms. I also want you to think about how God might be speaking to you through that playful activity, how he might be speaking to you through joy, but also how he might be speaking to others through the joy and playful activities that you're getting involved in. There are 8 different archetypes that are mentioned, and some might appeal to you more than others, which is totally fine and is in fact expected. Equally, you might find you fit into more than one type. This is also completely fine because we are all made different and unique, and we never fit exactly into one category. You also might find that sometimes your state of mind or your mood might find one activity joyful, but at another time you might find something else joyful. These are not meant to be restrictive categories, but instead opportunities to explore how to find joy and release that inner child in us. The different types are the joker, the kinesthete, the explorer, the competitor, the director, the collector, the creator, and the storyteller. So I'm going to start with our first type that we're thinking about, which is the joker. This type of play revolves around silliness and making others laugh. This might involve practical jokes, telling funny jokes, doing impersonations, whatever it is that can make someone else laugh. The joker wants to make other people laugh because this increases their own sense of joy. God made us for relationship, to enjoy being with each other and to bring joy to one another. And so the joker does this through laughter. My husband definitely has a bit of the joker in him. He does amazing and hilarious impressions. He likes to tell jokes. He comes up with groan-worthy puns and just generally loves to make people laugh at his silly antics. As a result, I can often tell if something is wrong, if he hasn't cracked a joke in a while, or has ignored the opportunity to use puns or whatever. Does the idea of making people laugh with your jokes and silliness appeal to you? Perhaps you could try to crack a few jokes over the coming weeks and let your inner joker come out to play. How might God work through your ability to make people laugh? How might he use you to lighten the mood, to ease the tensions, or to bring joy to a grumpy group of people? God can work through you, using your joy and your ability to bring joy, to show the world that he has come to give life and life to the full. but also think, what might he be saying to you as you perform your joking things? How might he be communicating his love and joy to you? What might God have to say to you as you learn how to experience the joy that comes from God? The next type is the kinesthete. This is someone who takes joy out of movement. So this might be getting involved in a sport, going for a walk, dancing, yoga, swimming, or moving in other ways that somehow bring you joy. The joy is not in succeeding in a sport or winning a game. The joy comes directly from the act of moving. God has given us amazing bodies that are capable of so much. And even when our bodies don't quite work as we would like them to, so often we can still find joy in movement. Strangely enough, considering my own joint condition and the pain that I get from movement, I quite often like to enjoy myself in movement. This for me sometimes means going for a swim, but it also quite often manifests itself in dancing. I find I can't dance for too long because I start getting sore, but if I do, I have to sit and dance from a seated position. But even that brings me joy. And that's one of the things I really love about these play archetypes. There's nothing here about needing to be good at an activity that brings you joy. You can play and enjoy something even if you don't have any skill or talent in the activity. Does movement bring you joy? How can you find joy in movement this week? And how might God use your joy of movement to bless you and to bless others? I had a mentor when I was at university in Southampton who used to love going hiking, and he would find so much joy and pleasure when he was hiking up a mountain. But he would also use this time of joy to bless others, as he would take groups of students out to walk up mountains, and he would use the time to speak with us about how we were doing spiritually and if there was anything we needed to grow further in our faith. His love of movement has blessed generations of students at Southampton University. The next type is slightly similar to the last in that this characteristic also often involves movement, but the focus is different. The next type is the explorer, who is someone who gains joy in new experiences, whether they are physical, mental, relational, or emotional. This is often characterised by travelling to new places and seeking out new experiences. But it could also be exploring anything new, such as delving into new and different music genres, reading books that are outside your usual reading choices, tasting a new dish at a restaurant, experimenting to investigate a scientific theory. The explorer takes the opportunity to experience the world in fresh ways, trying to see what new things there are to experience or to discover. The explorer finds joy in discovering things in the world. Often we think of explorers as people who go out into the wilderness or trek through the jungle or, you know, somehow get out into nature. But explorers can also be scientists, creatives, chefs, pretty much anything really. Exploring is not limited to one stereotype. Instead, we can explore the world in so many different ways. Do you like to try new things? Do you like exploring the world in one way or another? How might you find time this week to explore so that you can experience joy in God? How might God communicate with you as you explore? Can you experience His presence, His wonder, His majesty, when you discover something new? The competitor is someone who experiences joy through engaging in competition with the hope of winning. So unlike the kinesthete, the competitor likes there to be competition. It's not just about participation, it's about winning. And when we think about competitors, our minds turn to sports and athletes. Competition is found in many different aspects of life. Board games, computer games, debating, quizzing, even goal setting can all be ways in which the competitor might find joy in life. The competitor might compete against others or against themselves, for example, trying to beat their personal best. Or they might find joy by watching and supporting other people competing, such as their favourite football team. The competitor finds joy by competing so as to win a prize or attain a goal. Like when Paul is talking about this in 1 Corinthians 9, he says the runner runs in such a way as to win the prize. Do you enjoy competition? What could you do to experience the joy of competition this week? How might God meet you in the joy of winning or surpassing yourself or others? How might God be displayed in the attitude that you have towards winning and losing? Let God shine through you in the way that you are gracious and loving, regardless of whether you win and lose. Allow people to see that God is present, even when you are competing. The director is someone who creates scenarios of joy for other people. This is someone who likes to organise situations and circumstances so that other people can have fun. Some examples of fun for a director would include coaching a team, planning events for friends and family, hosting parties or fun experiences. The director doesn't just like participating in these things. They like to experience the experience of organising and overseeing the event. It brings them a rush of joy to know that they have successfully created an enjoyable experience for others. Is directing events something that appeals to you? Do you like to plan and host activities or events for people to enjoy? How does God bless you with his joy in these activities? How does God use your love of directing to bless others, to communicate with them and to be present with them? Is there something you could organise this week? It doesn't have to be big. It could just be a small gathering at home or preparing a meal for someone. Can you find your joy by planning things for others to enjoy? The collector, as should be obvious from the name, likes to collect things, whether that be material things or experiences. For example, the collector might collect something like stamps or coins, but they might also travel to witness solar eclipses and collect evidence of those in photographs. And then the collector finds joy in having those things, whatever those things might be. They enjoy the process of collecting, displaying, and perhaps even cataloguing their items. I think I sometimes fit into the category of collector because I like to have kind of ornaments or interesting things to look at. And I'm particularly interested in things that can help lead me or others into prayer. Like the clay hands that my mum made me that I showed you last week. I have quite a few things such as crosses, praying hands, interestingly shaped rocks, candles, all manner of things that I use at various points in my prayer life. That's one way that God has used my joy of collecting to draw me closer to him. Are you a collector? How does God use this to draw you closer to him or to help you introduce God to others? How might you do something this week to enjoy being a collector? Perhaps you might want to go through your collection and praise God for his creativity, his provision, his generosity. What might God be saying to you or to others through your love of collecting? The creator likes to make things and finds joy in creating. As we mentioned last week, creativity does not just refer to artwork, and so likewise the creator is not just an artist. The creator might find joy out of creating a meal, taking something apart and fixing it, decorating a house, building something. There are many, many ways for a creator to find joy in creating things. As you're aware, I also fit into the category of creator, as I find joy out of creating things, whether it be drawings, monologues and dramas, arts and craft. I just like being creative. I can also safely say that Adam is also a creator, as he loves building things or crafting things with different materials and different tools. I certainly know he finds joy in these things by the number of tools we have in the house, most of which I have no idea what they do. Are you a creator? Do you like to make things? How might God be speaking to you through this? And how might he use your creativity to speak to others about him? God wants you to find joy in him, and to also use that joy as our strength as we follow him and obey what he asks us to do. The final archetype is the storyteller. Again, this is fairly obvious, but the storyteller likes to tell stories. Or they might also like to get lost in the stories that other people tell. Imagination is the key to their experience of joy. The joy for the storyteller is in the story, and so it doesn't matter if they are the ones telling the story or if they are listening to the stories of others. Storytellers feel engaged in stories and are able to empathise, to feel the emotions of the character in the story, whether the story is a true or fictional one. Because all that is needed for storytelling is imagination, a storyteller can potentially find joy in any situation. For example, if they are doing the ordinary task of cooking a meal, a storyteller might imagine they are a chef for a king and they are cooking the most amazing meal for that king. Storytelling could involve telling your own story, making up a story, listening to other people's stories, getting hooked on a book that someone else has written. There are many ways to experience joy if you are a storyteller. This is also a category I fit into. I like to read and to listen to stories, but I also like to tell stories too. For example, sometimes I create monologues to understand more about what a person in the Bible might be feeling or experiencing. God uses my storytelling to help me understand more about him and how he has worked in the world. Are you a storyteller? How does your love for stories help you understand God more? How might it encourage you to share the good news of God with your friends, family, neighbours and acquaintances? How might you experience the joy of storytelling this week? The joy of the Lord is my strength. We can only truly say this if we experience the joy that God gives us. He wants us to love life because it is a precious gift that he has given us. The world constantly tries to squash down our joy, but the joy we find in God can never be quenched. And his joy gives us strength to face whatever we experience each day. So allow God to replenish your joy and have fun trying out one or more of the play archetypes so that you can praise God as you joyfully experience him and his creation.